This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
It's a tune called Bluegrass Picking, and is recorded way back in about 1987. That was me playing banjo there, and Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle. Daniel Beckman playing that very funky electric bass solo in there, and we had some good support from Alan Rhodes and Vince Eagles playing guitars on that. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some music that I enjoy and I hope you're going to enjoy as well. We're going to get straight into listening to Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac, band based around Washington, D.C. area. Darren Beachley does guitars and vocals. Mike Aldridge from Seldon Scene plays the resophonic guitar and sings, of course. Norman Wright plays mandolin, vocals, Mark Delaney, banjo and guitar, and Tom Gray, also from the original Seldom Scene, playing acoustic bass, doing some great bluegrass music. We're going to hear a song called The Last Ride. It goes like this.
He climbed in into a boxcar, looking for a ride to yesterday. Smell of grain and fresh baled hay brought back a memory from younger days. So good to feel the rhythm of the rails again. So good to feel the lonesome whistle blow. It took the touch of a lady's hand to leave this all behind, and an understanding why to let him go. She'll let go one last time, thinking you'll be home again by morning light. He looked to see the tears fall from her eyes as the freight train took her hobo down the track for one last ride. Some old flame he used to burn in younger days. So good to feel the rhythm of the rails again. So good to feel the lonesome whistle blow. It took the touch of a lady's hand to leave this all behind, and an understanding why to let him go. She'll let go one last time, thinking you'll be home again by morning light. He looked to see the tears fall from her eyes as the freight train took her hobo down the track for one last ride. Again by morning light, he looked to see the tears fall from her eyes as the freight train took her hobo down the track for one last ride. As the freight train took her hobo down the track, one last ride.
Very full-on sound for bluegrass music, and it sounds great. Darren Beachley singing, and interesting, a tenor. He looks, from the photo on the front of the album, he looks a big, solid guy, and interesting to hear that tenor voice. A bit like Bill Monroe, very strongly built and a great tenor voice. Let's listen to one of my favourite women singers, Dale Ann Bradley. I've loved her music, and particularly saw her play 2007 at Grass Valley Festival, and then also in 2008, I think, and I got some of her albums and really enjoyed her music, both with other groups and with her own music. And this is from an album of 2001, Cumberland River Dreams, and I'm going to play the title track, Cumberland River Dreams. She's got herself doing the lead vocal, Michael McLean on banjo, Dan Tominski on guitar, Barry Bales on bass. Well, that's a great band, isn't it? Eddie Miller on mandolin, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle. And here comes Cumberland River Dreams, Dale Ann Bradley.
Our waters could be mighty if the springtime brought that rain on. Hit for high ground. And I'd grab my old guitar, made sure I had paper and a pen. And I'd ride and sing my heart out till the waters of the Cumberland River went down again. From the bridge that crossed the river, so I could see the lights of Nashville, Tennessee. I'd learn that she was running right through the place my heart longed to be. With no money, just a dream and a song, this poor girl from Kentucky.
Time for an instrumental now. We'll go to Blue Highway. We always feature songs from that band because they are such good songs and such good singers. But, of course, they pick some lovely tunes too. The band is Tim Stafford on guitar, Wayne Taylor on bass, Sean Lane on mandolin and fiddle, Gavin Largent on the resophonic guitar, and Jason Burleson on banjo. And he's the one that wrote this tune. It's one called Alexander's Run, and there's nothing in the liner notes to tell me why he's called it Alexander's Run, so you're just going to have to work it out for yourself. Here's Blue Highway with Alexander's Run. And that one, isn't it? Lots of drive pounding through there. Alexander's Run, that was. Let's hear some classic bluegrass from the Bluegrass Album Band of 1984 with a Lester Flatt Bill Monroe tune. Bill Monroe always got the credit for whatever his band wrote as well, but it's a great, slightly lesser known tune which to me deserves to be better known. When You Are Lonely. When
I'm thinking of you, little darling, on the day that we first met, and those words, sweetheart, that you told me, I'm sure I'll never forget. Oh, someday, sweetheart, when you're lonely and have no one to care for you, remember the heart you have broken, has loved you so true. You told me you always had loved me, and no one would ever come between. You've forgotten all those things you told me. Oh, someday, sweetheart, when you're lonely and have no one to care for you, remember the heart you have broken and the one that has loved you so true.
Just beautiful. They did it just right, didn't they? Wonderful combination. Tony Rice on guitar and Dawn Lawson mandolin and doing the tenor vocal. J.D. Crowe on banjo, Todd Phillips on bass, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, and Jerry Douglas playing the resonating guitar. And they just managed to nail it. 40 years ago they were doing those recordings, and they've really stayed with time, haven't they? Absolute classic bluegrass. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Darren Beachley again from the Takeoff album, a song called Jenny.
Jenny was a little girl who lived just down the road, with braces on her teeth and freckles on her nose. When I used to tease her, she'd run home and tell her dad. I guess I was the older brother Jenny never had. I still remember Jenny always getting in my way, and how she used to pout when I'd say go on home and play. The other boys would tease me when she followed me around, so I'd head for my hiding place Jenny never found. Through the knee highways down to the creek we would race. Before she'd catch me, I'd disappear without a trace.
There through the trees, I could see the tears on Jenny's face. 'Cause Jenny could never find me in my secret hiding place. Thank you.
voices finally disappear from little Jenny's smile. We haven't been down by the creek together in a while. 'Cause one by one, as I watched every freckle fade away, I guess we both outgrew those silly games we used to play. Now church bells are ringing, and I'm standing near her side. I get to be the best man, oh, but she's my best friend's bride. Before I let her see, my heart is finally breaking down. I'm heading for the hiding place Jenny never found. Through the knee-high weeds, down to the creek I will race. Before she catches me, I'll disappear without a trace. Then through the trees, she'll never see the tears on my face. 'Cause Jenny will never find me in my lonely hiding place. No, Jenny will never find me in my lonely hiding place.
Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac with the song Jenny ended a little bit differently from what you thought it was going to. And if you didn't really pick on the words there, you ought to play it again because it's such a good song. And a little bit of a tearjerker there, which I always like in bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love. It's all from my shelves. I've got a whole bunch of CDs that I've accumulated over the last 40, 50 years, and before that I was accumulating LPs, so I've got a whole bunch of shelves of those, and I dig deep into them to find music that I think you're going to enjoy. So I hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're part of the Access Radio system, and this show goes out on Access Radios throughout New Zealand, and also available on podcasts. And you can get it directly from Free FM if you just go to the website. You can get it directly. It first comes out in 10 o'clock at night on Tuesday night. And you can listen live, or you can listen anytime to a podcast from a whole bunch of sources. Yes, we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a shop in Hamilton. If you're ever passing through Hamilton, call in and see the people at Shearer's. Very helpful people there, and they'll sell you banjos and guitars and strings and straps and stands and all sorts of other stuff beginning with S. And picks don't begin with S, do they? And very helpful, and they've been supporting music around Hamilton for more than 60 years and doing a great job at it. Shearer's Music Works, Free FM, working together to bring you Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted. We're going to hear a couple of tunes from a band that was around New Zealand in the 1970s, from based in Dunedin. And the reason why I'm playing this music is a little bit sad. The bass player for the band, Bruce Fergus, died very recently. And he was one of the mainstays of the band. He contributed to vocals, played bass right through, and He was a lecturer in business studies, but when he sort of retired, he became a wood artist and spent the last 20 years of his life in Blenheim. He's a wood artist, did abstract fine art and sculptures, wood turning, furniture, wall decorations. Very talented person and an all-round nice guy. And he's the bass player for the band Bluegrass Expedition. The band is Reed Hudson on dobro, and everyone's saying. George Bailey, a USA expatriate who lived and worked in New Zealand for a while, he played banjo. Bruce Fergus played bass. Barry Patterson, good mate of mine, who comes to my back porch bluegrass jam session regularly and always has a bunch of songs to sing on guitar. And Mike Pelvin on mandolin. And they were playing some good bluegrass music around New Zealand in the 1970s. I'm going to feature two tunes. First one is instrumental featuring George and the rest of the band, Home Sweet Home. And then our old Mackenzie Homestead, which is an original song. I'm not sure who wrote it, but Bruce Fergus, the bass player, is also playing auto harp on this one and doing a nice job of it too. So let's hear a little bit of a tribute to Bruce Fergus, who recently passed away, from the Bluegrass Expedition, Home Sweet Home, then our old Mackenzie Homestead.
When we whistle still round the rocky windowsill and the sun in winter time is never strong. Frozen rain and winter snow as we watch the fires glow in those winter days gone by in that cabin home of mine. And I know that my mother waits for me at the door, where my heart still longs to see, oh, the river sparkling clean and the springtime grass so green. Our old Mackenzie homestead is calling to me. Hard for Mom and Dad, but we loved the times we had in the cabin, in those hills so dry and bare. Now the folks are gray and old, and the farm's just been sold, but my old Mackenzie homestead forever will be there. And I know that my mother waits for me at the door, where my heart still longs to see, oh, the river sparkling clean and the springtime grass so green. Our old Mackenzie homestead is calling to me. Our old Mackenzie homestead is calling to me.
Old Mackenzie Homestead from Bluegrass Expedition, and the Mackenzie country is a big chunk of the lowest or the more southern south part of the South Island in New Zealand, and it's a beautiful countryside, really. It's got wonderful scenic views and things like that, and is named for a sheep stealer, as far as I know, who used to steal sheep all around the area. So Mackenzie country is a significant part of the South Island of New Zealand, and that's what they were singing about. Thanks, Bruce Fergus, for all your music and your artwork. Much appreciated, and we'll miss you. Oh, let's hear a tune from Sideline. This band was formed as a break from the bands that the guys were otherwise engaged in. Steve Dilling played in the Lonesome River Band with Russell Moore in Third Time Out for 20 years. Jason Moore is a great bass player. Skip Cherry Holmes was in Lou Reed and Caroline and a few other bands, and they just put together a band and had a lot of fun doing some music. And I've selected a tune called, what's it called? Something Out of Nothing. I reckon that's a great name. That's the sort of what I do in my workshop. I have lots of scrap wood around, and I like to make things out of nothing, really, just scrap wood, and then all of a sudden you've got something there and you've made it out of nothing. It's something out of nothing. Anyway, that's what this song's about. Have a listen.
And show you how much I still care, but your arms no longer reaching out to hold me, and your silence is more than I can bear. I can't make something out of nothing. I can't be high when I'm so low. Oh, I can't move a mountain and I've never walked on water. I can't change the way the river flows, and I can't make a devil grow. Game I just can't win, but I can't make something out of nothing. I can't live on dreams that might have been. I can't make
get something out of nothing. I can't be high when I'm so low. Oh, I can't move a mountain and I've never walked on water. I can't change the way the river flows, and I can't make a devil grow. Something out of nothing. I can't be high when I'm so low. Oh, I can't move a mountain and I've never walked on water. I can't change the way the river flows, and I can't make a devil grow. But I can't make a devil grow.
That's a bit different, isn't it? Ah, great sound there from the band Sideline. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Comes to you from Free FM 89.0. A lot of you tuning in on podcasts, and I really appreciate that. I find out that people are listening all around the world, from the Republic of Ireland, throughout the USA, Australia, New Zealand, all different places of the world. I really appreciate I occasionally get emails from people. My email address is paultrenwith@gmail.com, and I appreciate the letters that I get, and it's nice to know that the show is listened to all around the world, and at some point or other you pick it up as a podcast, maybe direct from Free FM or through Spotify or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, whole bunch of places that you can get the show at. And, of course, it's listened to on access radio stations throughout New Zealand, in Canada as well, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Lots of places that you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that you take the opportunity to tune into it. I'm going to play a song from the Gibson Brothers now. I like their music. I like their approach. It's always about something. And I found a song that's called The Barn Song. And I thought, that sounds interesting. And I looked at it, and it's about the pulling down of an old barn. And that took me back to some younger days. We lived on a small block of land just on the north side of Hamilton. And when we bought the land, it had an old two-story barn, sort of like a tractor shed where we kept all sorts of junk, and there was an upstairs attic with a rotten floor, and I used to play up there in the upstairs thing, climb a little ladder to get up there, and it was so dangerous. There were holes in the floor as the floor was rotten, and my dad decided to pull down the barn, and he just released a couple of fixings around the bottom of it, tied a big chain from one end of the barn to a big tree that we had about 20 metres away, and used a block and tackle to give him extra purchase, and he just pulled on that and the whole barn fell over, and I wasn't allowed to play there anymore, but we used the scrap wood for firewood and all sorts of things. But that was my experience of pulling down a barn, and it turns out that the Lee Gibson's version of it wasn't too much different. If you listen to the words of this, it really reminds me of the event that went on. This has happened all over the world as the old barns get pulled down. The Barn Song.
It was straight on center, level all around, and it sat in the middle of the tiny town. But as the town grew up, it ate its farm, until all that was left was the big old barn. Its shiny roof, rusted brown, and posts and beams started coming down. Two grown-up eyes, it said poverty, but that big old barn, it called to me. So I snuck inside, I looked all around, and I could not believe what I had found. A million things a boy could do. But to the rest of town, it was an old eyesore. It had taxes due, and it would take no more. So they threw a match and they let her go. And smoke poured out from the big front door. There were firemen there and the police too. And there was not one thing a boy could do. Center, level all around, and it sits in the middle of my hometown. See the shiny glass, smell the coffee ground. It's open all night on sacred ground.
The story of the old barn and how they burnt his one. Well, ours just pulled down, and I suppose we eventually burnt it as far as it's amazing what memories these songs bring back to you. Here's Dale and Bradley again with Piney Rose. Piney Rose, great name for a song.
It's a simple life I have led, and I've lived here on this mountain every day of 9 years. This winter is the longest that old February sky is cold. And I labor to draw every breath, but I hope the Lord will hear me when I pray. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shining jewel, and I long to see the colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. I've tended all the flowers that my mother planted when I was young, and they've come up faithfully every spring to curls in winter sleep. For I want the flowers to be blooming, to comfort my poor family in their grief. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shine. Colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. Tennessee is a heaven here on earth, and I hope heaven looks like these mountains, or I'll be homesick for the land of my birth. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shine. Colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom.
Dale Ann Bradley and Piney Rose. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band again, with the Bill Monroe tune, Lonesome Wind Blues.
I hear the wind a-blowing through the blossom.
It's a great song. I love it. We ought to learn it. There's a song came out in the late 1920s, I believe it was, Vernon Delhart, and it was one of the first million sellers, and it was a song called The Prisoner's Song. And after that, it sort of really entered into the what was the country music genre at the time, and bluegrass bands just loved the song. We used to do this back in the early 1970s. We did a version of The Prisoner's Song. I think we learned it from Frank Wakefield's version of it. But here's the Gibson Brothers to do The Prisoner's Song. Great old song. They called it traditional. I think if you have found out, there might be a writer for it somewhere. But it makes great bluegrass music.
Oh, I wish I had someone to love me, someone who would call me her own. And I wish I had someone to live with. I'm so tired of living alone.
Just really got stuck into that one, didn't they? And really got lots of energy and, I suppose, soul into that version of Prisoner's Song. Sounded like a real jam session that everyone was participating in. They had Jason Carter on fiddle and Ronnie McCurry on mandolin from the Del McCurry Band. So that probably added a whole bunch of energy too, that they to their already excellent energy. Here's an old-time fiddle tune that I always used to love from Indian Run String Band, a band based in Virginia. Paul Herling on fiddle and a mandolin and guitar, Ginger Wagner on clawhammer banjo, Mark Barber on guitar, and Christy Dorfler on bass, and the personnel in the band changes every now and then. If you look them up, Indian Run String Band, they have a few other people who fill in sometimes. But here they are doing a great tune called the Lee Highway Blues in a very much old-timey style. And I really enjoy their version of it. Thank you. just about time to go. We'll let them take this tune out. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you can do it again next time. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.